Hey, y'all out there. This is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk a little bit of history. All week, we've been celebrating Tom Hanks. It was his birthday the other day, and yeah, he's just a general, like, great guy. Generally and genuinely. You don't hear a whole lot of bad things or scandals or things like that about him. He is just a really awesome guy. So we've looked at some of his lesser known movies and things, some movies we'd like to see him play, but I thought today we'd actually just kind of break down and look at, you know, the man, the myth, the legend, as it were, himself. Tom Hanks was born Thomas Jeffrey Hanks on July 9th, 1956, in Concord, California. His mom was a hospital worker and his dad was a cook. And they came from different descents and everything, but they got divorced when he was young. He was only like 4 or 5 years old. They got divorced, and the oldest kids, which was him and his two older siblings, went with their dad, while the youngest one went with their mom. And they moved around a whole lot, not because of military or anything, but just they just moved around. And his dad would eventually remarry to a woman, Frances Wong, from San Francisco. And she had a few children also. They all lived together. By this time, Hanks is in high school, and he's starting to do plays and performances and things like that. And after he graduates, he goes and he studies theater in Hayward, California. Realizes, hey, you know what? I like this. This is good. And transfers to California State University in Sacramento a few years later. And it was really interesting. There was an interview he did back in 2001 with Bob Costas where Bob asked him, you know, would you rather have an Oscar or Heisman? And at that point, Hanks already had a couple of Oscars. But he said he'd rather have a Heisman, which I think is an interesting breakdown of, you'd really get into that about sports fandom and movie fandom and the different hero worship that goes on in there, but that's not what we're here for. So, he did a whole lot of theater. And he said that he took all these acting classes and went to all these theaters because even though he was shy and quiet, like, that was a good place for him to express himself and get out there and have fun and really just discover who he was, and that someone was an actor. And thankfully that happened, because now we have the amazing actor Tom Hanks. He would go on in his study of theater, and he would become an intern at the Great Lakes Theater Festival in Cleveland. And that internship turned into a 3-year thing where he did everything there, and to the point where he dropped out of college to focus on all of that and do all of that because he was so passionate about it. Right now, as of this recording, Hanks is actually doing stage plays and stuff in California. And I think that's just really, really cool. Because even back then, you know, we're sitting around 1978. He won the Cleveland Critics Circle Award for Best Actor in Shakespeare's The Two Gentlemen of Verona, where he played a villain, which we talked about on Wednesday's show. You know, he needs to play more villains. But that would really help kind of rocket him into TV and movies. And he had a couple of little roles here and there and stuff. It wasn't until Bosom Buddies, which is a show that probably wouldn't be made today, but Bosom Buddies came out back in the late 70s, early 80s. And he and another guy were young advertising executive, well, not executives, but young advertising guys who had to dress in drag so they could live in a cheap all-female hotel. And it didn't do great in ratings, but critics like really enjoyed it. There's a famous quote from one of the producers on set where he's talking about the first time that he met Hanks. He said, you know, it's too bad he won't be in television for long, because he knew like this guy was going places. And Bosom Buddies had a crossover with Happy Days, because after Fonzie jumped the shark, everybody did. I mean, Mork and Mindy spun off out of Happy Days. Bosom Buddies crossover with them, a few other ones. But it was awesome, though, that it did, because he met Ron Howard. And Ron Howard, who is amazing director. We all know him as an awesome director today. Directed a little movie called Splash. And he said, hey, Tom Hanks, come in and come audition for these roles. And at first he was going to do the brother role, which went to John Candy. But since that went to John Candy, they, you know, really wanted Hanks, and Hanks actually landed the lead, and it made a lot more money than it should have. Let's just put it that. I mean, it's a great movie. It's a lot of fun and everything. And then Bachelor Party came out in 84. And it was really, really great. And around this time, he also did a few guest spots on Family Ties as an alcoholic brother of Elise Keaton. So, really interesting. And then a few other movies going through is where he's kind of building up. You know, you had The Money Pit, Nothing in Common, things like that. Really making a name for himself. And then you had Big, 1988. And Big is true on so many levels, because people knew who Tom Hanks was. You know, it's like, oh yeah, that's the guy from Bosom Buddies, or yeah, he was in The Money Pit, he was in Dragnet. But with Big, it was like, oh my gosh, this guy is great. And he earned an Academy Award nomination for Best Actor, the first of many. And at that point, people really kind of took notice. You know, when I say people, like society as a whole, I guess. Then you had all the now cult classics with like Turner and Hooch, The Burbs, Bonfire of the Vanities, Joe versus the Volcano. They didn't do great, but now, you know, we know and love these movies and see them for what they were. Then fast forward to 1992, A League of Their Own, which were Big put him on the map. I think A League of Their Own cemented him as, okay, this guy is a movie star. He's not going anywhere. Because we've had a lot of movie stars over the years. You know, they have one or two big movies, and you're like, oh, okay, they're going to be the next big thing. And then nothing, you know. Follow that up with Sleepless in Seattle and Philadelphia, and this dude's amazing. You know, he won an Academy Award for Philadelphia. And then the very next year, you had Forrest Gump, which is one of the most loved movies of all time. I'm going to watch it, like, real soon. Just put it on and relax, because it's such a great movie. And he won Academy Award for Best Actor for Forrest Gump. So, back-to-back Academy Award Best Acting Oscars. The only other time that's ever happened was way back. Spencer Tracy did it in 1937, 1938. And ironically enough, Tracy and Hanks were both 37 and 38 years old when it all happened. And nobody's done it since. And I don't know. There's a lot of great actors out there, but movies and everything, I don't know. We'll see if that ever happens again. I'm going to say it's going to be probably another 50 or 60 years before it does. Although Eddie Raymond, he may come close. Then you had like Apollo 13 and Toy Story. So mid-90s, I mean, Tom Hanks is just firing on all cylinders and just being awesome. He would jump over to directing for That Thing You Do, which we talked about. So good. So much fun. So awesome. And then he got into documentaries with all the From Earth to the Moon and everything. And then you had Saving Private Ryan, where he teamed up with Spielberg, and that would not only really get the Hanks and Spielberg relationship going, but it would get his love, or I don't know, I don't want to say brevity, but his respect, I guess, for World War One and Two, and all the documentaries he would make after that time, which were a lot. You know, he produced a lot of stuff. And then, you know, in recent years, he's done all the Dan Brown movies, keeps doing Toy Story movies, really experimenting with directing and writing and producing, getting his company out there, and just doing an amazing job. I mean, he was in a Carly Rae Jepsen video. Just, I don't know why. Just because. Because he can, you know. He's just a really great guy. You know, he's been married to Rita Wilson since 1988. He's got four kids. Looks out for all of them. Does a lot of charity stuff. Does a lot of political things. You know, supporting a lot of alternative fuel, same-sex marriage. You know, he's just a really good guy. And I think that's awesome. I mean, what other guy can play Walt Disney in a movie and play Mr. Rogers in another movie? You have to have a certain kind of love from the people, appreciation from the people. And that's Tom Hanks. And he's awesome and great. So that's just a brief, quick look at the history of Tom Hanks. He's just great, like we said. Let us know what some of your favorite projects he's done are, whether it be as a director, producer, actor, anything. Let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. We're out there. We're everywhere. Just look for The Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. You can also email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Make sure you click that little subscribe button. That way you can get all the shows, not just The Night Nerd, but DC Animated Adventures and blah, blah, comics, blah, blah, curse words. Amazing things going on everywhere. But that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.